This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Woke up like a piece of turkey just right there between two pieces of white bread. Thick pieces of white bread. Texas toast. Just sandwiched right there in the middle.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I bet they made him breakfast the next morning, too. That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning, you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy, too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mentioned Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
On 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon. Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. Draven.
John, you just gave me this quick little headline. Interesting news coming out of the movie world here as we got a Wonka, another Wonka movie. Do you like the Wonka movies? You a fan of them?
I think it's important to acknowledge, I think this one is more so built around, well, not a sequel, especially not to the Johnny Depp one.
Right.
I didn't like the Johnny Depp one.
You didn't?
The one when I was a kid, you know, they would show it to us like in school and stuff, you know.
1970.
Yeah, whichever one that one was. That one was cool.
But yeah, this is, like you said, going to be a prequel titled Wonka. I guess looking at the up and coming of how Willy Wonka became who he was. So what do we make of this? Interested? No? Yes? Hayden?
I'm out.
Not a Willy Wonka fan. Come
no,
on,
no, I just
Cam.
Don't think they need another one.
It's just a third one to top it off.
I want to go really dark.
This would be like the third different really actor dark. Playing it. It would be dark.
It's like scary. Like he loves chocolate because he was abandoned kid. Like he, no one
didn't
loved
they like
him.
Tease his origin and like
I was
the
about
Johnny
to say
Depp
Johnny
one?
Depp. Yeah, showed him as a kid.
I don't know.
I think they did like a clip.
He couldn't eat any candy, and then he found some candy and he finally ate it. Yeah, because he was like kind of abusive a little bit.
I think his family was just leaving him at home by himself or something.
He couldn't eat.
Yeah, that's why. That's why he couldn't
have
candy.
Never mind.
Dad was a dentist, and yeah.
They have a Great Glass Elevator movie, right, or no? Gus,
yes.
Is there a movie there?
I want to say they did.
Oh.
They used the elevator in.
No, but there's a sequel to the original story called Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator where they break out after.
Yeah,
the
no,
book.
I've read that book.
Book.
I don't think they ever made a movie,
right? I'd rather have a movie there.
I agree. Hmm. I would
break
be on
out
board
of the
with
sky
that.
In the elevator. I don't exactly remember what else happened, but the elevator just goes over the top and then he hits the button he's not supposed to hit and he goes all the way up or something like that.
Yeah,
This
is after Charlie has taken over the factory.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I think the Willy might still be around, but
yeah.
Which, by the way, Grandpa Joe, what a jerk.
Yeah. That guy.
My man's just laying in bed, wasn't working.
Man, can't provide for the family, but you get to go on a field trip to a chocolate factory. He's up and at it.
All of a sudden,
I was about to say.
All of a sudden, he could dance and run around.
Yeah,
went
bedridden to dancing real quick there, Grandpa.
I ain't forgot about you, Grandpa Joe. You jerk.
So, not interested, Cam? John, interested?
No.
Gonna watch it?
Absolutely not.
Hayden, I think you'd like these kind of movies. You like the Wonka movies, don't
you? Wow.
What? They're fun and loving.
Wow.
They're fun and loving movies, Hayden.
I think you're confusing it with the kid that fell in the chocolate river.
Wow.
Oh, whoa, no, that's the shot right there.
On his
I didn't
birthday.
Take any shots. I was just asking if he liked the movies. They're good. I like them.
I took it as you saying Hayden just likes little kitty movies because he likes little kitty movies. Wow.
Well, he's
admitted
that to us multiple times.
That hurts. Let's move on. It's his birthday. I'm sorry, Hayden.
I apologize.
Hayden, you mad at me? He's mad at me. So apparently, Patrick Mahomes remains in the concussion protocol. Do what?
Cut his mic off. You owe him an apology.
Both of you.
I'm sorry, Hayden.
Hayden.
It's his birthday.
Come on, Hayden. I'm sorry.
This is great.
He went down the two thumbs down.
This is great right before trivia.
Oh, no. Team chemistry already off.
This is going to be great.
He's going to be giving me the cold shoulder. Yeah. I don't know, Draven.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer. Jeez. Yeah. Anyways, Patrick Mahomes remains in concussion protocol, guys. Uh-oh. Not good. Andy Reid did say that he could have came back in the game, though, against the Browns. Did you guys see that? They said
he's in concussion protocol because, again, the reports yesterday were that it wasn't a concussion. It was, I believe, a neck issue. This was from a source in Kansas City. Patrick passed all of his tests last night. He didn't actually hit his head. There was a nerve in his neck that got tweaked that made him out of it. He's getting testing done on his neck and nerve today, but did clear all tests last night. That was from someone who works, I guess, at 610 Sports Kansas City, a radio station over there.
Well, Mike Garofalo from NFL Network did say just in like 20 minutes ago, Patrick Mahomes remains in the concussion protocol as the Chiefs get set to ramp up in the next few days, yada, yada, yada. And the hope is that he remains symptom-free so he can practice later this week. So, but that's kind of interesting. Is it a concussion? Is it not a concussion? But like I said, Andy Reid did say, he said he could have came back in. He said he kind of was walking through the tunnel. He said he started feeling a lot better, and they thought he could maybe even come back in the game. But obviously with the certain protocols you have to follow when it comes to concussions, they weren't able to do that. But
they had a lead, so they didn't have to force it.
Right. And Henny made a couple nice plays.
Well, I mean, the Browns never put any pressure on. The Browns never took the lead. If the Browns would have scored on that drive and there was all of a sudden they're down three with a minute and a half left.
You think they should have went for it on that fourth down? Was it a fourth and like two, wasn't it?
No, it was a fourth and nine. Huh. And their offense was stuck in the mud. They burned 4 minutes for 12 yards. That was one of the worst drives you've ever seen.
Yep.
I will say that like in that situation, I don't mind going for it because if you don't get it, against Chad Henne, you should be able to keep them to a field goal, and then they'll kick a field goal, and you'll only be down eight.
Right.
You should have 2 minutes. You can get a touchdown, 2-point conversion. I feel like the fourth or nine chance, you'll get it like 25% of the time. Probably would have been worth it. But I understand them thinking they were going to get the ball back. They just didn't get the ball back. Their defense stinks, though. Like, I understand it's Chad Henne, but like, they still have Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill on that side of the ball.
But still, third and 14, you let Henne run for 13 yards that set up that fourth and inches. That's still got to be brutal sitting there watching Henne run all over you. But I mean,
even then, you were still going to get the ball back only with a minute and 20 left, needing to
with no timeouts
to score a touchdown.
No timeouts. So
that's important to remember. Even if they would have gotten the punt, they would have really still been behind the eight ball.
It'd have been tough. So
damn near impossible.
Mahomes, I mean, he's going to play, right? I feel like there's no doubt he's going to play at this point. But
the spread would not currently be Kansas City -3 unless they were very confident that Mahomes is going to play.
And do we think that this could affect Mahomes' game a little bit? I mean,
I'm more worried about his toe.
His toe?
His toe. Yeah, he messed his toe up in that
toe
game.
Injury.
He was limping around.
He was limping
but,
bad.
I mean, it wasn't. Was he limping in the fourth quarter?
Well, he wasn't playing the fourth quarter.
Or, I mean, late third quarter.
He probably shouldn't have ran the ball in third and inches because he could barely move. Like, no, his mobility was severely affected by the toe. I'd be more worried about that because Mahomes being able to scramble on third and seven is just so frustrating for a defense. If he can't run around, I think that makes him, 10% less effective.
Well, that's, I mean,
especially the way he rolls out of the pocket and throws the ball.
Right. Him and Josh Allen, two of the best at that this season. So that could be something to look forward to or something to look at going into that big game Sunday. Looks like Antonio Brown, who got a little nicked up against the Saints as well, it does look like he should be able to play. They did an MRI on the injury, and there was no significant damage, so he was listed as day-to-day. Kind of expect him to play, so that's good news for the Buccaneers.
They're going to get killed this week.
You think so?
They're going to get killed this week.
Load up
on the Packers.
Matt LaFleur did say,
load up on the Packers. Load up on them. They're going to get killed this week. Load up on the Packers. Load up on the Packers. Let me say it one more time for you. I said it last week. Load up on the Packers again. Telling you, load up on him.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's
Tom
fine.
Brady?
Yep. We did the same thing about, who was it? We did the same thing about Jared Goff and the Rams last week. They looked off.
Well, to come to your defense, Matt LaFleur does say that since that Week 6 loss, by the way, Packers did lose to the Buccaneers earlier, Week 6 this season, and he did say the Packers have come a long way from that day. So I was going to ask you, how much better are the Packers since Week 6, that loss?
I mean, if they wouldn't have thrown two pick sixes in that game, they would have beaten the Bucs that day, too. It's just they completely fell apart.
It was 38-10. Is that fair to say? Is that fair to say?
They completely fall apart. It's a mental game.
Is it?
I think so.
So you think Packers blowout?
Packers are going to blow them out.
What's a blowout?
They're going to win win, buddy.
Three possessions.
10 points.
Three score win. 10 points ain't a blowout.
They're going to comfortably win the game. I mean, I'm not going to get into arguing the semantics about backdoor covers and things like that. They're going to handily win the game.
Okay.
Most of the NFC championships have been blowouts. I mean, like last year the Packers got blown out. It's just.
Yeah. Eagles blew out the Vikings a few years ago.
That's just what's going to happen. The Packers are going to get up early.
Saints-Rams is close.
Look, don't get fooled. Like, the Bucs didn't look good last week. They barely beat a Saints team where Drew Brees couldn't throw the ball further than 5 yards down the field. They were down in the late in the third quarter.
I don't know if that's fair to say.
Brady
made some big throws. He made some big throws in the fourth quarter.
He made one big throw to Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
And Scotty Miller made a great catch, and it was perfect, and that was the best throw he made. I will give him that. They should have been down 17 before that.
Yes.
The Saints had how many turnovers? Three?
Brees had three picks.
They had four. Yeah, they had four.
No, he had three picks and then the Jared Cook fumble, right?
Right,
I said he had three picks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, three picks and the Jared Cook fumble. So,
yep.
You know, if they were up seven, if Jared Cook doesn't fumble, the Saints probably go up two scores, and then we're talking about the Saints getting destroyed this week in Green Bay. The Bucs aren't fooling me. Nope. Packers are dominating that game.
Okay.
Go, Pack, go. Lock it in.
You heard it here.
FanDuel lock of the week. Go ahead, lock it in.
Lock of the week, too.
Lock of the week. Lock it in. I'm telling you right now, it's gone down to three, which just makes me mad that I took it 3.5, but it's fine. We'll double down on it.
That's kind of crazy.
The Bucs are a public team. People like the Bucs. People like Tom Brady in the playoffs. You know, Brady in the playoffs. But the Saints should have beat them. If Brees could complete a pass, the Saints were clearly better than them.
If Cook doesn't fumble that ball, they go down there and score.
They're moving the ball. They're just cross midfield.
Between that and the Bucs not getting penalties, the Bucs kept getting penalties on third downs, it seemed like. They're an undisciplined team. Packers are going to roll.
Real quick, though.
It's the Aaron Rodgers redemption tour, okay?
You think so?
Yeah.
The whole drafting Jordan Love, is that?
Rodgers is getting number two this year.
Some bold statements.
You got to have two to do the double check. You got to get two. Two rings coming.
I can see the Bucs beating them.
Man, I really hope if they do that the Bills win because I don't want the State Farm commercials about the Super Bowl.
You would see those getting hammered.
Rodgers and Mahomes together. We don't want those.
Then again, Packers Bills. That's kind of an ugly Super Bowl. I'd rather see Mahomes versus Rodgers. Yeah, they're fun. Real quick, NBA. Steve Nash expects Kyrie Irving to play tomorrow. Here we go. He's coming back. They got Cleveland Cavs coming up, and yeah, Kyrie is going to be joining the mix. What are our expectations for Kyrie joining in the rotation? Do we think
scoring?
Gonna look good. You don't think they'll miss a beat?
No, I mean, like there's still some sloppiness, you know, turnovers because there's two new guys. Like Harden hasn't figured out how high he can throw it to DeAndre Jordan. Throws a little bit high on the alley-oop.
Right.
But last night they ran just such a crisp fast break where Harden got over to Durant for a dunk, and you're like, oh yeah, those guys used to play together, and they probably hoop a lot together in the offseason.
I'm sure.
You would think so.
Kyrie will be fine.
He was out of shape a little bit, so I assume they're probably going to give him limited minutes, well, I would say. I could see him come off the bench, maybe.
Kyrie coming off the bench, bro.
You don't think so?
No, Kyrie's not going to come off the bench. Yeah. not right now. He's trying to blend on a new team. No. Kyrie wants to – don't give anybody any ideas, because if the team's playing good with them coming off the bench, they'll be like, hey, Kyrie, why don't you come off the bench with the second unit all the time? No. I'm not coming off the bench. No. Get paid the same. No. Get back some money. No. You ever seen that Liam Neeson clip?
No.
Liam Neeson goes on like a full-fledged, like, passionate about how women deserve more money in movies, how it's wrong.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then the reporter asks him, have you ever considered giving some of your money up for the women? Me? Give up money? No. Not doing that. No. I'm not giving up any money or any minutes. No. Good batch of headlines. Tuesday trivia, Cam, you got it or you need some time? Let's play some Tuesday trivia after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, it's Tuesday trivia.
Yes,
some dysfunction on Team Haven.
Yeah, they are. It was rough during the break there. Hayden won't even dap his teammate.
He won't even dap me up right now.
Hayden is simply trying to act like he's not trying. That when I beat you guys again, he'll be like, "I didn't want to win anyways." That's what you get, Draven. I knew the answer. I just didn't want to tell you as I dominate them again.
What is this game one? Is this game three?
I could either have won game seven last week, or we could call it game three, where it's tied 1-1. I might as well just call it game three.
All right.
That's categories. Cool.
All right. We got,
you guys got your one little win. Here's the point where I win all mine in a row now. That's usually how it works.
We got college champions. That's I'll give you a year. You tell me who won it. NCAA football, of course, there. We have college cities. Give you this college. Tell me what city they're in. I got NBA draft. I'm going to name three players. You tell me what draft pick they went. I got country capitals. Give me a country.
Is this
you
the same damn thing we did last week?
Similar. Thanks, and so. I got coaching carousel.
Ooh. No pop culture, no general knowledge, none of that.
You got some cities on there.
I'm set up for failure here.
And then the coaching carousel one, I'm going to give you a coach. You got to tell me his last three head coaching jobs.
Oh, last three?
Yep.
Oof.
It's going to be a disaster.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, with that attitude.
He's already in shambles, Hayden. Let's go.
Well, y'all are
let's put our differences
too.
Aside. Let's come together and let's find a way right here.
Right now.
As much information as he can get.
The test hasn't officially started. He's trying to get that last cram in.
I'm writing the things down this week, John, because I'm responsible and reliable. You know.
You feel better now? Take a shot. It's me. Are we good now? Can we move on to the game?
We'll see. Okay. We win, maybe.
I won last week. I choose to go second.
Pick your poison, boys.
What are you feeling?
Oh my god. College champs or cities? Either one of those. Which one do you want to do?
Let's do champs.
Champs? What number?
Just start out with 300.
300 college
champs. Let's get started right here. Come on, Cam. Give me a good one right here.
1995.
Here the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. Does that help us any? 1995.
I mean.
Five.
I was going to say Nebraska.
I was going to say Nebraska, too. Okay. Let's just go with it, yeah.
Nebraska.
One.
Ooh. That is correct.
Hey.
So on the board.
Come on. He'll get there if we get the next one right.
Give me college cities for three.
For three. Yeah. All right. We got Arizona State.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, that's.
Do it.
I'm nervous now. Is that Tempe?
Yeah.
It is Tempe.
It's kind of
I thought you'd rather change it up.
I thought you had to go Tucson for a second.
I knew it wasn't Tucson.
Did you have something else in your head?
No. That was the only one I had in my head. I was like, is this right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Tie game early.
Beautiful women at Arizona State.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Number one party school.
Yeah. One of the beautiful wild women.
Sun
yeah.
Devils.
Yeah. Knew a girl there.
What do you want of the others, Raven?
Let's do cities or champions again.
Okay, yeah. What do you want to do? Four?
Yeah, let's do it.
What number? Which one?
Just pick one. You pick something.
Okay, let's do champs for four, Cam.
Champs for four. 1982.
Wait, that might be Clemson because they won one in the early 80s, I'm telling you. Or maybe that was 88.
No, they you're won right, one but I'm pretty sure that's 81.
10, 9.
Georgia is 1980.
7.
I'm telling you, I think it's Clemson.
Okay, let's do Clemson then.
5.
Is there any other teams 4. You think of?
Three. You always get Notre Dame, but
Clemson. Yeah. Let's go Clemson.
Ooh, Clemson is the wrong type of cat. It was Penn State.
Yeah. I thought it was
Clemson. Is Clemson 81, Cam?
Oh,
I believe so.
I'm not positive
so.
On top of my head.
Let's go with coaching carousel for three, please.
Coaching carousel for three.
Yeah.
All right. Skip Holtz.
Oh, God. I know one of them.
I don't know where the hell he's at right now.
I'll say I'm assuming you should
know
where he is
now. I know the one
now,
right now, I'm pretty sure.
Where is Skip?
Okay, it's I'm working in backwards.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I'll just
as long as you nailed
the
three.
I think he's at now. Oh, I have to give him an order? Okay. Is he at South Florida right now?
He is not at South Florida.
Okay, I don't know. I don't even know
the one I was going to say was Louisiana Tech.
And ECU, right? Louisiana Tech, ECU, and I don't know where the hell he's at now.
Yeah, he's at Louisiana Tech right now.
Oh, he's at okay. ECU, and I don't know what the other one would be.
It was South Florida. South Florida is the other one.
So I got it right then, right? You said I had to give him an order. Oh, okay.
You just got to say his last three coaching jobs.
Oh, good job on me.
Wait.
What?
I didn't have to get an order. He said I had to get the three schools. I got the three schools.
I thought you said he's at South Florida. You said no.
He
said
he's not
at South
Florida now. But
right now.
South Florida was my guess, and then
that's
I got the other two.
Yeah,
so you just have to get one
of
the last.
You have to get all three of them. It doesn't have to be in order. That's what he said.
He asked me if he was at South Florida, and I just told him, no, he's not there right now.
Hmm. Okay, whatever. Okay. Move on. I was thinking that was just a no, like, you're wrong.
I thought it was over.
I think we need clarification on that one, because I'm sure the audience has got to be a little confused right now, because I'm confused.
I wouldn't have said Louisiana Tech if I didn't think he got
But anyways,
wrong.
Hayden, let's...
Yeah, I know he was at Louisiana Tech to us.
Oh, did you? Yeah, okay.
An Easter game.
I didn't know that one. College Cities for Four again? You want to do that? Okay. College Cities for Four,
it
count.
Was a little, and, you know, a little
College Cities for Four. All right.
It worked out in my favor.
Southern Mississippi.
He knows even you
know. He knows something's up
I know this one. Damn it.
Say it again.
Southern Mississippi.
I know this one.
Southern Mississippi.
Can I get a steal?
Do you have any idea?
None.
Not really, man.
I feel like it's a weird name.
Six. Yeah, I know.
Not a weird name, but just like a...
Four.
Like, I want to say
three,
like Harrison or...
Two.
Something like
one.
That.
Just go with it.
I guess we're just going to go Harrison. I don't know.
It is not Harrison. It's
Hattiesburg, right?
It is Hattiesburg.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to Corey Gunkel.
Well.
Go with NBA draft, please. Three.
For three?
Yeah.
All right, NBA draft for next. Three. We got Bernard King, Malik Monk, Steph Curry.
Wait, what are we doing here? What are their picked or number
they picked?
Number
they picked.
Oh. I was like, I know Bernard
King. I know this one.
Oh, I'm at 22.
We should have done this one, Draven.
Yeah, I know.
I know this one.
I should have done College Cities for Four. That's what I should have done.
What was the third player? Monk, King, and who?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
I know where Monk went, I think. I'm pretty confident. Number 8.
No, that's wrong.
Is it 9?
7.
It's neither of those.
It's 8. 7.
It's 7. It is number 7.
Let's go.
Nah, totally.
Let's go. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I kind of thought Steph went 8, to be honest, but yeah, he did go 7.
When we looked up those last Tennessee players get drafted, I remember Bernard was 7.
Nice.
I was pretty confident Curry was 8 and Monk was 8, but either way, take a nail there.
All right.
I got Hattiesburg.
What are you thinking? You want to do NBA draft?
If you want, what's the score right now? 6-3.
It's 6-3.
No, don't tell them. They're supposed to keep up with it.
6-3.
Just kidding. You can tell.
it's whatever you want to do, Jeremy.
Let's go. Just pick one. Just pick one.
You pick one. I picked all of them. All
right. They don't get a pick.
NBA draft for.
You skip. You skip.
NBA draft for 4.
For 4.
You skipped your turn. This doesn't count.
Let's go for
this
4.
Is my question.
Come all on. Right.
Brooke Lopez.
Yikes.
Joe Johnson.
Wait.
CJ McCollum.
Ooh, it's like. I want to say it's 12, but I'm not 100% sure. It's right up around the top 10. CJ McCollum. Maybe he went a little lower. Maybe he's like 14. No, maybe he did go 10.
I would say they're probably close to top 10.
Joe Johnson was like 10 on the dot, dude. Maybe I'm crazy. Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
This is on you. I don't know anything about NBA.
Joe Johnson.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4.
We'll go.
3,
I don't know.
2.
We'll go pick 10.
Pick 10.
I think it was 12.
10 is correct.
Oh. Let's go. Let's go.
Really,
let's go. I knew my boy Joe Johnson
one
went 10.
Lead.
Let's go.
Give me
that was a big
cities
one.
For
that was
2.
A big one.
Cities for 2. Oregon.
Eugene.
That is correct.
Good job on all the easy ones.
Went for 2.
Took the lead.
How many questions are we through right now?
I thought you were keeping up with that. I thought you were organized and responsible.
I've taken the ones that are still available.
How many questions are through? You're supposed to keep up with that. That's a
I
part of the game.
Through 5.
We can't be through 5. You went first.
I know. I thought we both have done 5 so far.
You think we've both done 5 questions?
I think we've done 3 or 4.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that whole spiel you went on about being responsible and organized?
I'm keeping up with what's available. I'm not keeping up with what's been taken. I mean, I guess I could look.
You guys, can you pick a topic, please?
What about coaching carousel for 2? Or NBA draft for 2? Or just do, we'll do.
College chance for 2?
College, college chance for 2. Two. College I'm chance so for 2.
College chance for 2.
It's harder with 2 people, you know?
No, it's not. It's easier. That's the point.
2006.
I mean.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
No.
Or Texas?
No. No, it's not. That's wrong.
He
no,
said
it's
it.
Not. It's
he
Florida.
Said it.
Florida.
No, he
Florida.
Said it. He
Florida.
Said it. He said it. He said it. Ohio State.
He said it's Ohio State.
You got points earlier after you guys were all breaking them down, giving answers.
He was still talking it through.
He was looking at Draven.
He looked at Draven when he got the answer. He said it's Ohio State.
I was like, it's Ohio State? No, it's Florida.
It's Ohio State, period, is what I heard.
No, it's Florida.
Florida.
Florida Gators.
Whoa. This is shenanigans.
Florida is correct.
Shenanigans.
Why are you jumping on game day? What are y'all doing in here?
Wow.
Not a good look.
Now if we lose, it's on y'all.
Please, he said it's Ohio State into the microphone. He's the answer giver. We've established those rules.
No.
Pretty sure I gave the last
The clock hadn't even hit zero yet.
That's not how it works. You'll get to name as many schools as you can until the clock hits zero.
And we're talking it over, yeah. Draven also said 12 a second ago, and we came up with 10.
He's not the answer giver.
I didn't get the answer then.
Anyways, move on. Give us points. What are we at? By one?
Yep, by one.
All right. Let's keep rolling.
College champions.
He's distraught now.
What? Just went for the college.
Yeah, we just had college champions for two, John.
So
no! It's over! It's our question. It's our question now.
The question's gone.
That's not how we're doing this.
Yeah, it is.
Coaching carousel.
No, Cam. That's our question.
Either you can have the question or you get it wrong for saying it's Ohio State. You get to pick.
It doesn't work like
Either
that.
Either give your 2 points back.
It doesn't work like that. You are wrong, and it's our turn. You're not keeping up with it over there.
Because you guys have cheated the question before.
No, we didn't
Coaching
cheat.
Carousel 2.
No, Cam, it's our
Coaching
question.
Coaching Carousel 2.
It's our turn. He lost his turn.
You can skip the question or get the answer wrong, whichever one you want.
It doesn't work. It's not binary. It's like that.
Whichever one you want.
No.
So you want to give the question back, or you want to
lose
your point?
No, you lost your turn. Right. It's our turn.
8-7, me. You said it's Ohio State.
What?
No.
If we're going by what we said in the microphone at first, that's fine.
Just let him have the question.
You have a question then.
We had changed that rule a long time ago, by the way, in terms of not getting questions anyway. We had completely changed that rule. That was a whole different format.
Coaching carousel for two.
Stupid.
Chip Kelly.
Are we counting?
Last three jobs.
Okay. So that'd be... UCLA, the Eagles, and I mean, is it UCLA, the Eagles, and the 49ers?
That is correct.
Okay. Mm. Seemed a little non-confident.
Well, I know I'm going to go like Oregon to James Madison. I know we're doing this college.
Mm. No, yeah, it's just wherever they've been head coach. All right.
We are now through 5 questions each.
Okay, so 2 questions left.
All righty.
All right.
NBA draft day for 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
NBA draft day for 2. Yeah.
NBA draft day for 2. All right. We got LaMarcus Aldridge. Jason Kidd.
Oh, no.
Lonzo Ball.
Oh.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Number 2, Cam.
It is number 2.
Aldridge went 2? What?
Guess so.
He did.
He went the same pick as KD?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Rick Barnes had those boys rolling.
No kidding. Wow. A lot of pressure.
Give me champs for 1.
Champs for 1.
He's going for the top.
Wow.
There's 1 question left.
That's like punting on 4th and 2 from
the
40. Porter was able.
1 question left.
2018.
God, I saw an NBA draft.
Boy.
I don't say this much confidence. Clemson.
Yeah, that's right.
It is Clemson. I was worried there for a second.
That was too first. A little sketchy.
Those years start running weird.
All right, Draven, come
over
here.
We got a tie game going into the final round.
5 seconds to pick a category.
No, we don't have
you guys
five seconds.
Taking so long. We're over time. We can't do 5, 4, 3, 2,
okay,
1.
Country capitals for 3, Cam.
All right.
I don't feel good about this.
Oh, this is the same mistake we did last week.
Nice to see you boys learn.
No, we can change.
No,
we can change.
No, you can't.
No,
just
you change yours.
No, you're in there now. You got Denmark.
Wow. I mean, do you even know like anything in Denmark?
Oh, goodness gracious!
Like, name me something in Denmark right now.
Is Amsterdam in Denmark?
I don't think it is.
Is that your answer? Are you asking Cam? Like, are you guys doing this thing where you're waiting to say Cam, say you're correct or not? Like, what's happening here?
I mean, that's the only thing
I
guess.
Just
I don't
go
know
with
that's
it.
Right.
I need you to submit an answer.
I think Amsterdam's its own country. Wait, is it?
Draven, what are you talking about? I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
What? Okay, is it right?
Do I have to put a clock on you, or is that your pick?
Amsterdam. Lock it in.
Submit Amsterdam.
Locked in.
Amsterdam is not it.
Where is Amsterdam? Oh, it's in
in Holland? I thought Amsterdam was in Holland.
I don't know any Denmark cities.
I think Copenhagen is the capital of Denmark.
Copenhagen? What? Oh, man.
What should I go with?
This is stupid.
Amsterdam, I think. It might be Netherlands, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking Netherlands, yeah. The coaching carousel one's funny. Give me that one for one, please.
For one?
Yeah.
Nick Saban.
Ooh.
Alabama, the Miami Dolphins, and LSU.
That is correct.
So Michigan State, Toledo.
So we lost back-to-back weeks by 1 point?
Yeah. It's all about strategy, boys. Remember when you guys told me you guys had the strategy? Turns out you do not have the strategy. You lose.
That was stupid.
Good day.
Y'all did overshoot 2 weeks in a row.
That was stupid.
Country
pick.
Capitals for three? You guys really thought you had that?
Well, you had the sports questions rolling, too.
What was the carousel for four?
For four?
Here's what you could have had.
Gary Anderson.
Could have had that.
Who the hell is Gary Anderson?
Was that Utah State, Nebraska, and Oregon State? No. Did I say Utah State? Yeah. Is that what? Yeah.
It was not Nebraska. It was Wisconsin.
Ah, damn it.
But the other two, yeah, Utah State and Oregon State.
I don't think I got that one.
What about the champs for five?
The champs for five? 1972.
Wouldn't have gotten that one. Probably would have guessed like Alabama.
I would have guessed USC.
It is USC.
Oh, man, you could have really put some pressure on me. NBA draft for five?
Nate McMillan, Juwan Evans, Anderson Varejao.
20.
Ooh. Is it 17?
It is not 17.
Mm. I was going to say 24, but I don't know.
It's like not 24.
26? No.
It is not. It's number 30.
Ah.
That's
so stupid.
Man, instead of that, you went with Country Capital.
I honestly thought three was going to be easier on Country Capital.
Should have done two.
Copenhagen's pretty easy.
You didn't know it?
Come on.
No, you didn't.
No.
What do you mean I didn't know it? I knew it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I knew
we're
it.
Not That's why you play didn't say this it. Game. Oh, yeah. We're not playing this game. You did not know the capital of Denmark. Why would you know the capital of Denmark?
Because it's Copenhagen. I grew up on a farm. We love Copenhagen. Say it one more time. Copenhagen. Say it again like you did in your little country voice.
Copenhagen.
Yeah. I knew it. Whenever my uncle would take it, and I'd say, that just ain't a country. That ain't just the capital of Denmark.
My bad. I guess I should put the accent on it. Maybe.
That ain't just a country. That ain't just the capital of Denmark. That's some good old Copenhagen.
Get out of here.
We'll talk some Tennessee hoops after the break. This segment is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing, promo code FANRUN for 15% off. How was your axe throwing last night, Cameron?
It was good. Mondays are cool because they're the day they break out all the little cool stuff like the throwing stars and these throwing daggers. They even have metal playing cards you can throw. So Mondays are cool for it. It's got lots of variety, so that was super fun to do. Feel like Batman out there throwing it just like, where is she? And nailed a bullseye, you know? It's nice. It's a good time.
I would have gone with Gambit.
Gambit when I throw the cards, yeah for sure. Like that's exactly what I felt cool. like with the cards, yeah.
Gambit was always my favorite.
Yeah, Gambit's cool. I'm sad we didn't get that movie.
Was there supposed to be a Gambit movie?
Yeah, it was going to be Channing Tatum. I don't really know how I feel about that. But
boo.
Didn't Ryan Reynolds play Gambit in one of the X-Men movies?
He did not, but he played a weird version of Deadpool.
I was about to say, he played like that alternate version of Deadpool.
Yeah, it was a weird take
They go
on
back
it.
To it at the end of Deadpool 2,
There
though,
was a Gambit
they?
In that movie, though.
Fair enough. Well, craftaxthrowing.com for 15% off. All right, Tennessee, Florida tonight. You guys are gator tromping.
Yeah, we know who y'all are.
I am not.
You're not? Oh, okay. Just checking.
Confused me there. I mean,
Tennessee, 7.5-point favorites. Florida's not very good this year. This might be the end of Mike White. It feels like this year might be it. Florida fans are fed up with him. And now that you are you're dealing with another injury, right? Another COVID situation. Scotty Lewis out. Scotty Lewis is an 4.4 rebounds per game. That's what they're losing. He's out for protocol. So combine that with Johnson, who's already been out. after his episode.
Is he going to play basketball at all this year? Is there any?
I'd be surprised if he was back this year. I would be more focused on if he plays basketball ever again.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they found like the, what is it, the mitochondria or whatever it is.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. I didn't know what the official condition was or whatever.
He had some mitochondria, and I don't know if it was from COVID or for something else, but like he had an issue there. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not.
I think it's myocarditis.
Yeah, whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't. You knew what I was talking about. But right. I didn't know how to say it. So no, I would be surprised if he played basketball in college ever again.
And he was supposed to be a stud too, right?
Yeah, it's all SEC preseason.
Scotty Lewis is a big loss for Florida, though. Like when Florida has Scotty Lewis on the court, they are a top 15 team when it comes to the metrics. When he's off the court, they are 80th.
Yikes.
Now, obviously, there'll be a little bit of drop-off just because of the way the bench works, but you know, maybe like his replacement starting in his place will be a little bit better than 80th, but it's a big loss. It's a big loss for Florida. I think Tennessee is just going to take care of business tonight. Get a road win. Take care of business. Anybody else have any thoughts on it? Hey, you usually like talking college basketball.
I think Tennessee should roll tonight. I think we're only, what are we, like 8-point favorites tonight, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
But, yeah, without Miller out, I think Tennessee should roll tonight.
Without Lewis, any, with Lewis
or Lewis, yeah. I thought Scotty Miller. I was thinking of the Tampa Bay guy you talked about earlier. Yeah, with Lewis out, I think Tennessee should roll tonight. Florida is just not the same team without Keontae Johnson. It's just pretty obvious. They got rolled the other night, I believe. So, I think Tennessee should have no problem tonight. I think the three best teams in the SEC are Alabama and LSU. They play tonight as well, and then Tennessee. So, as soon as the Tennessee game's over, I'll be watching that Alabama-LSU game for, I guess, which is Alabama's undefeated. LSU only has one loss to Florida. So, yeah, it should be top SEC there.
Oh, yeah, we got voluntary action tonight. Yeah. Are we doing that tonight?
I guess.
On your birthday? You need a replacement? You need to find a replacement?
No, I'll be here.
If you need to find a replacement, you can. It's your birthday.
Do you not want to be here?
No, you can be here. I just didn't want to make you come in.
You were kind of rude to us during the trivia game.
I was rude to you during the trivia game?
Yeah.
What are you shaking your head about? Is that what reunites Team Haven is being mad at me?
Pretty much.
Because you guys ran each other's throat right before.
Our one common enemy.
It's just enemy. Wow. So bread. Obviously slanted.
When it comes to trivia?
We broke bread together
this
morning.
It's just so obviously slanted towards you. It's kind of ridiculous, but.
Yeah. Does feel a little favored from the get-go, but.
How do you mean?
Just no need to get into it.
There's no need to get into it. But
I said South Florida. South Florida was – Cam should have said he's not currently there, but he's one of the three head coaches. That's what he should have said.
You realize that you even said after it was over that you thought it was kind of a little shady, though.
I understand.
After that question was over.
I'm saying that Cam should have said he's not there currently, but that's one of his three stops. You can keep going. That's where the confusion was. I knew for a fact Louisiana Tech and ECU was one. I knew for a fact that those both were there.
It's easy to say that in hindsight, you know?
I mean, I said ECU. You didn't know ECU. You think I knew ECU but didn't know Louisiana Tech?
I don't know why he didn't start Louisiana Tech.
Because I thought that he was there currently at South Florida. That's what I thought. But I knew he had coached at South Florida in the recent, like a couple years ago. I thought he was still there. I thought he took over for Taggart, but I knew he's there. Again, Cam should have said, he's not currently there, but that's one of the three. You may proceed.
Yeah, that's probably my bad.
Yeah, I don't know why they're acting like it's my fault.
Well, I guess we should just talk it up as a win for Team Haven then,
right? I don't think that's how that works at all.
Is that not how that works?
I don't think that's how that works.
Should be how it works.
Because I would have took a 5-point college champions, and I would have got USC at 7.
Oh, yeah, you would have got that one.
Yeah, some say that's the best college football team ever. Some say that's why the SEC started to fully desegregate. Look it up. It's true. If you look up, that's kind of when the SEC finally is like, okay, we're going to go full fledged. We need black people. Because USC is kicking our ass. A little history lesson for you boys.
I got the answer right. What are you talking about?
You think it's just us four sitting here talking and having a conversation? You don't think there's people listening on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
People have spoken on Twitter. They know what happened.
Then the situation where you guessed an answer that had already – or a question that had already been guessed before.
We had never set that up in this version of the rules.
Can we now?
Never set that up. I think if the team right before it has cheated the question before and submitted an answer and then changed their mind afterwards, that if that happens before, then somebody should be able to get a redo in terms of which number they pick. If the person before, if the team before goes and says an answer and then changes their mind after they realize they're wrong, then sure, sure. If you want to play it that way, I can play it like Lionel Richie, baby, all night long.
You're really molding that narrative over there, aren't you, buddy?
You said it's Ohio State. That's what came out of your
mouth. I was talking to Draven.
It's Ohio State, period.
It's just a different dynamic, John, when you have two guys, because we have to discuss answers. We have to discuss what questions
to
pick.
You guys have to say final answer. Okay, let's set some ground rules up.
Okay, let's do it.
Florida game, whatever. New rule. 3 seconds to pick a category, 10 seconds to answer.
3 seconds?
Yeah. It's a 15-minute segment. We got to get through 14 questions. 3 seconds to pick a category, 10 seconds to pick a question. You guys want to play that like that? Let's play it, baby. Lionel Richie all night long, because you guys bend the rules that every week. Seconds to answer. You guys constantly get 20 to 30 seconds.
We get double your time.
Absolutely, you get less. There's two of you.
On the picking
There's
part.
There's two brains.
On the picking part, we get double your time.
No.
Answer part, same time.
No.
How's that not fair?
Because is somebody in charge or somebody not in charge?
Or it's a partnership, John. This is not my little sidekick over here.
Okay, 5 seconds. 5 seconds to pick category for both of us. You don't get an advantage over me. 5 seconds.
You have one brain over there. You can pick it quicker.
You have double the manpower. You see how this goes back
how
and forth?
That,
this is like American politics here. We're going to keep flipping it back around on each other.
Does that make you us pick faster than you?
Do you have a team captain or no? Who's the responsible one? Didn't you give me a whole spiel about being the responsible, organized one right before you picked? Wasn't that you? 5 seconds to pick, 10 seconds to answer. Hard 10 seconds from now on. You don't have an answer. You don't get. You guys have to say final answer.
Okay.
Those are rules we're going by. If you repick somebody's question,
if the
you don't
judge
get a question.
Approves,
you guys want to be like that tough guys? Let's go.
I don't want you count down though because it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. It's too that's much, even better.
I'll get a timer.
And you don't get a warning. Once 10 seconds goes off, you're done. You don't get a warning then. No countdowns.
Not even like a 2 second warning.
Nope. No countdowns. That's what you guys want.
We
that's
got
fine.
2 seconds left.
That's the way you guys want to play it.
I'd rather have like a 3 second countdown.
Oh. Okay. let us craft the rules to make you guys happy and give you. Two brains,
well,
a chance
nice,
to equal
nice
my...
It'd be nice for it to be for us for a change instead of you.
A chance to equal my big brain. What do you mean for us? What does that mean?
It'd be nice for the rules to be cartelled to us instead of just you.
No, the rules are fair. They're not curt to anybody. They're fair. You guys got two people. You don't understand that? There's supposed to be two of you.
Some would say it makes the decision process harder.
I'm Rick Barnes. You're Mike White. Okay. I'm Rick Barnes, you're Mike White. You know what Rick Barnes' record is against
us?
Mike White? You, Team Haven.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of look like Mike White, Draven.
I do not look like Mike White.
Draven looks like a lot of people.
Mike White is 1-5 against Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes owns Mike White. I don't expect that to change tonight.
Nope. Yep.
Got some bad news, though.
Uh-oh.
Brace yourself. Dick Vitale is on the call tonight.
Boo.
Imagine telling...
Type of Dandy, baby.
That's actually pretty good.
That was good. Do people still like him?
No.
Nobody, right?
He's being annoying about
nobody.
I was going to say, imagine back in like 2000, telling yourself that you don't like Dick Vitale. You're so young. You guys probably remember when Dick Vitale was actually cool.
Was he cool at one point?
Yeah, he was. They put him at they'd put his clips at the Jock Jams tapes, the Jock Jam CDs. You guys don't know what Jock Jams are either, so.
Yeah, it's a CD.
Over my head.
Yeah.
I've heard him before.
I shared a bathroom stall with Dick Vitale at the SEC Championship.
Really?
A couple years ago. I had to go in after him. He came out sweating. Looked as if he'd been struggling. Got in there. And it also smelled and looked as if he'd been struggling. And that's my Dick Vitale story. Last call on the other
should
side.
Should the word type of dandy, baby!
Last call on the program. Let's jump into some pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving. The NBA lying about something to save face.
Okay.
Now give it to me. That's what I feel about it, at least. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, says Tuesday, the league has discussed players receiving COVID-19 vaccines to, quote, educate and influence the public regarding their safety and effectiveness. I think that's them lying. I think they're trying to get to the front of the vaccine line to keep the season from going off the rails. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah. They said it was for what again?
To educate and influence the public regarding their safety and effectiveness.
Come
Some,
on, Adam.
Several public health officials have suggested there would be a real public health benefit to getting some very high-profile African-Americans vaccinated to demonstrate to the larger community that it is safe and effective.
Hmm.
So that's what they're saying.
It's not because you don't want to lose millions of dollars with these NBA games getting canceled.
Nope. They say there's historic resistance to vaccinations in the African-American community for historical reasons.
That's true.
And says that if a bunch of black NBA players get it, that the black public would be more willing to get it.
That's actually fair. To an extent, maybe not.
I mean, I think when it comes to stuff like that, though, you would go from maybe your racial bias to your class warfare bias. Like, yeah. They give the rich people the good stuff. They're not giving us that. That's how I feel like it would kind of
Yeah, that's how people spin it if they're still like, yeah.
They still didn't want it.
You'll probably get like a couple people be like, okay, I guess this is good. But
I would say those people are probably already getting it.
Yeah, or just like super close on the fence and like, oh yeah, okay.
Interesting.
You guys got a story? You got a minute left?
I got one.
We had David from WBIR in here. I guess we might be on the news tonight or tomorrow.
Hey, check us out.
And you're yelling at us about Georgia State. Just randomly.
Was kind of random.
Rubbing it in.
That's where he went. That's
no,
where
he went.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no,
well, they didn't know.
Okay, gotcha. I was kind of curious why he brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, that was a pretty
nice
low
to have
moment,
a Falcons
I guess.
Fan
yeah.
in here, you know?
Does their news program come on at 10? Is it Channel 10? Is that right?
I feel like when we've been 11? Before, it's been like at 11:30, okay. I think. Or 11, yeah. I'll let you know. I'll text him and find out what'll be on there. Hopefully we gave him something good. Hope he got my Gerard Mayo tickets.
Nobody wants to hear you going off
Hopefully
about Gerard Mayo
Hayden
getting people's
smiling
hopes up.
Birthday face.
Yeah. All right. Listen up, The Drive. Listen to Russell. Russell. Taking shots at Mayo's beer.
Gerard Mayo's like, oh,
hey, man, shut up, Russell. Shut up. Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. We'll be back for voluntary action tonight after the game.